I'm going to read this letter. This was actually done last September when the anthem protest got going, and it was spearheaded or started by Colin Kaepernick, and then others followed suit. And Kaepernick's not the only guy that's done this, and there probably was other people that didn't stand for the anthem well before Kaepernick, but you just maybe didn't have cameras on them and didn't know. This was a letter that was penned by retired Marine Colonel Jeffrey Powers. You may have seen this on social media. He wrote this to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell last September when the anthem protest became a big deal. He said, and I quote, and this is from a retired Marine colonel, ladies and gentlemen. He says, and I quote, "Commissioner, I've been a season pass holder at Yankee Stadium, Yale Bowl, and the Giants Stadium. I missed the 90-91 NFL season because I was with a battalion of Marines in Desert Storm. 14 of my wonderful Marines returned home with the American flag draped across their lifeless bodies. My last conversation with one of them, Sergeant Garrett Mongrella, was about how our Giants were going to the Super Bowl, but he never got to see it. Many friends, Marines, and Special Force soldiers who worked with or for me through the years returned home with the American flag draped over their coffins. Now I watch multimillionaire athletes who never did anything in their lives but play a game disrespect what brave Americans fought and died for. They are essentially spitting in the faces and on the graves of real men, men who have actually done something for this country besides playing with a ball and believe they're something special. They're not. My Marines and soldiers were. You are complicit in this, Mr. Commissioner. You'll fine players for large and small infractions, but you lack the moral courage and respect for our nation and the fallen to put an immediate stop to all of this. Yes, I know. It's their First Amendment right to behave in such a despicable manner. What would happen if they came out and disrespected you or the refs publicly? I observed a player getting a personal foul for twerking in the end zone after scoring. I guess that's much worse than disrespecting the flag and our national anthem. Isn't it his First Amendment right to express himself like an idiot in the end zone? That's a good point. Why is taunting not allowed, yet taunting America's okay? You fine players for wearing 911, 911 commemorative shoes, yet you allow scum on the sidelines to sit, kneel, or pump their pathetic fist in the air. They are so deprived with their multi-million-dollar contracts for playing a freaking game. You condone it all, Mr. Commissioner, about your refusal to act. You're just as bad and disgusting as they are. I hope Americans boycott any sponsor who supports that rabble you call the NFL. I hope they turn off the TV when any team that allowed this disrespect to occur without consequence on the sidelines. I applaud those who have not. Legends and heroes do not wear shoulder pads. They wear body armor and carry rifles. They make minimum wage and spend months and years away from their families. They don't do it for an hour on Sunday. They do it 24/7, often with lead, not footballs, coming in their direction. They watch their brothers carted off in pieces, not on a gurney to get their knee iced. They don't even have ice. Many don't have legs or arms. Some wear blue and risk their lives daily on the streets of America. They wear fire helmets and go upstairs into the fire rather than down to safety. On 9/11, hundreds vanished. They are the heroes. I hope, Mr. Goodell, that your high-paid protesting pretty boys and you look in that mirror when you shave tomorrow and see what you really are, legends in your own minds. You need to hit the road and take those worms with you. Time to change the channel. Retired Marine Colonel Jeffrey Powers, writing to the commissioner of the National Football League. That was September of last year. It certainly could apply a year later, here in August of 2017. Quick thoughts about the letter, and then about the players protesting, like the Browns, 12 players the other night. One was a white player, which supposedly is the first white player to ever protest the anthem, which I find that hard to believe, but I'm sure somebody has, and the camera wasn't on them. So, Dusty, I'll let you go first, and then I'll let Chad go. I'll wrap that part up, and then we'll go into the sports
ticket. So I read the letter yesterday. I understand this guy. I mean, sure. He fought for our country.
Very passionate.
He was right there on the front lines doing everything that you just heard. I'm not going to disrespect or take away from anything he just said, yep, because that's his opinion, and he fought for his right to have that opinion too.
Absolutely.
And as far as the protests are concerned, I'm just kind of tired of it at this point, but I think Isaac had a good point on his answer on the question about, I'm not necessarily sure that everybody's doing it for the right reason. Mm-hmm. I think some of them are doing it to get their name out there. Mm-hmm. Marshawn Lynch is the first example that I come to. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard his press conference the other day, but if you're making a statement and somebody's going to ask you about it in a press conference, stand up for what you believe in. Mm-hmm. Talk about it. Mm-hmm. I will give Colin Kaepernick that. Mm-hmm. This guy that started it, every question they ever asked him in a press conference, he had a well-thought-out answer of why he was doing it. He gave answers, and he stood up for his cause or knelt for his cause during the game, but stood up for it in press conferences. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to see. Mm-hmm. If you're behind this, if you're doing this, mm-hmm. and people are asking you questions, don't get perturbed about the media asking you questions about it. Mm-hmm. Stand up for your cause. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd be a hypocrite to say that I don't want them to do it, mm-hmm. because they can use their platform to do that. Mm-hmm. I've done that before in my life, obviously with MDA and mm-hmm. things like that. I've used this platform on the radio to help support that.
Sure.
And we've done that as a team. But at the same time, everybody knows what's in my heart. Sure. Everybody knows that I fully support and stand up for that cause. Mm-hmm. That's what I want from everybody. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with them doing it, to be completely honest with you, because I'm with Nick, what he said. They've all fought for the right for them to do that as well. Mm-hmm. We may not like it. I think it's disrespectful. Sure. It's nothing I would ever do in my life growing up in the background that I did with a veteran sure. of the Vietnam War. I would not even think about that. Nothing like that would cross my mind. I'm of the same belief that once I see that color guard, I'm standing up, my hand is on my heart, my hat is off, and I'm looking at that flag until that thing is done, the color guard's off the field, and everything's done. Mm-hmm. That's me. Mm-hmm. Anything else I think is disrespectful. Mm-hmm. But you know what? My dad fought for those people to do that.
Mm-hmm. Give them the right.
So those are my feelings. I'm just tired of it being blown up the way it is, because you know we all have rights in this country. Mm-hmm. But I do agree with what this guy's saying. Like, at what point does that hit your NFL personal conduct policy, you know?
Yes.
Like, at what point does it go there?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I just want to see if these guys are actually truly feel this way, mm-hmm. stand up for it. Mm-hmm. Don't hide behind it, Marshawn Lynch. Stand up for it and talk about it. Because that's the only way it's going to change. If you want to change something, you got to talk about it. You can't just sit there and just be like this and say, oh, I don't like what the flag stands for. And then when somebody asks you about the elephant in the room, you just cuss right. at them and mm-hmm. say that elephant left and whatever, and don't even answer and address the issue.
There are players that do believe that when they're doing this, that is what they're accomplishing, though, is getting people to talk about it. I would argue it's counterproductive,
yeah.
and I'll get to that in a moment. Before we hear Chad's comments on it, let me fill you in on that story, which I posted on the Facebook page for people to click on and read, and that was the Browns, 12 Browns players, Cleveland Browns, took a knee during the national anthem to protest social injustice. The group included tight end Seth DeValve, thought to be the first white player to kneel during the anthem. DeValve is a 2016 fourth-round pick out of Princeton who is married to an African-American woman, and he said recent events in Charlottesville, Virginia, that left one woman dead and 19 injured, factored into his decision to join his teammates in protest. He says, and I quote, and give him credit, he's at least explaining himself, I myself will be raising children that don't look like me, and I want to do my part as well to do everything I can to raise them in a better environment than we have right now. So I wanted to take the opportunity with my teammates during the anthem to pray for our country and also to draw attention to the fact that we have work to do. He says, it saddens me that in 2017 we have to do something like that. I personally would like to say that I love this country. I love our national anthem. I'm very grateful to the men and women who have given their lives and give a lot every day to protect this country and serve this country. I want to honor them as much as I can. The United States is the greatest country in the world. It is because it provides opportunities to citizens that no other country does. The issue is that it doesn't provide equal opportunity to everybody. I wanted to support my African-American teammates today who wanted to take a knee. So that was his explanation on that. Hugh Jackson said he didn't want his team, he's the coach of the Browns, to protest during the anthem, but he later clarified his remarks and said he wouldn't be against it if any of his players decided to kneel during the anthem. So many of these players said they were praying, and that's why they knelt during that time. Now, the person can come back very quickly and say, well, you can kneel and pray any other time during the game. You chose the national anthem to do that. Okay, let's get Chad's thoughts, and then I'll have my quick thought, and then we'll move on with the show.
Well, I would echo a lot of what Dusty said. I do, personally, I find it disrespectful. I don't find it offensive. That word gets thrown around way too much, and you know what happens to you when you get offended? Nothing. That is not a big deal to me as far as whether it offends me or not. Yes, I do find it disrespectful because there are a lot of people, and I understand why other people get as passionate, as upset about it as they do. But on the flip side of that, like we talked about before and Dusty mentioned a little bit, that those people fought for these guys' right to not stand during the national anthem just as much as they did for anybody to stand up. And there's some veterans that will tell you that, that I've even spoken to myself that'll say so. It's like, hey, I serve for that person's rights just as much as anybody else's.
I might not agree with it.
And a lot of them don't. Sure. But, you know, they understand that there's a bigger picture here than just whether or not we're sitting or standing for the national anthem. The thing that bothers me about it is, as we talked about earlier in the show, in the 7 o'clock hour, is that to whatever extent I feel like this is a worthy cause that these guys are trying to bring awareness to, but they're fighting in the wrong battlefield. They're fighting the wrong battle to try to win a war against the social injustice and the other things that they're talking about. And they're creating divisiveness and deepening, I think, the division between people on either side of the argument rather than bringing people together, which their stated goal is supposedly to bring people together. And not just in this instance, but in a lot of other instances, and any kind of political debate or racial relations debate or anything that you get into, I find, or at least in my opinion, that there are way too many people out there that are saying that they're fighting against such and such or this, that, and the other thing that are actually contributing to the problem more so than they're doing anything to make it better in the way that you go about doing things. You have to choose your battles is something that you always hear in the old adage. And I think that when it comes to this subject, that these players deciding to kneel or sit during the national anthem, they may be fighting for a worthy cause, but they're picking the wrong stage to wage that battle on.
I agree.
And it just, that's what you, how you have to analyze it in my mind, is if you're against something, you're trying to promote something, don't do something in the process of that just exacerbates the problem or deepens the divide. And that's basically my thoughts on it.
The reason that these players are doing this in regards to why would they wait for the anthem and why would they do it during a game is because all the cameras are on.
Oh, exactly. Right.
That's
but why
I don't do think it has the intended effect of what
no,
they
and I
think.
And I know, and that's what I'm going to get to. And I agree with everything that you and Dusty have said so far. I think the form that they choose is the wrong form to choose, and I think it's completely counterproductive to what they're actually trying to accomplish. And we said the same thing about Colin Kaepernick last year. It's no different now with the 12 Browns players and what they did. And there's other players that have sat, like Marshawn Lynch and others, and they're not catching as much hatred as Colin Kaepernick did. And I'm not saying anybody deserves hatred. But Kaepernick, of course, was kind of the first guy, and the first guy through that door takes the as they say, the most shrapnel, as people that have served our country know. And that's just an analogy. It's nothing that actually is anything close to the battlefield. But when you're, to me, it's counterproductive, because what happens is I think there are a lot of people out there that support our country and stand and respect the flag and appreciate what everybody does and has done and sacrificed for our country, that would actually understand some of these players' plights and some of their feelings and opinions on social injustice. But what happens is, when you do the protesting during the national anthem, which is the wrong form in my opinion, here's why, those people that are all for the anthem and supporting this country completely don't hear what you're trying to say, because they see you not standing for the national anthem. Everything you're trying to convey to the American people is totally erased before you even get to it, because the American people say, this is disgraceful. This is disrespectful. You spoiled multi-million-dollar brats. And that's pretty much what we heard from almost everybody in answering the question today. And I understand where those folks are coming from. And quite honestly, I agree with most of what they said. But they do have the right to do that. And we understand it. But there's maybe a better form to do it. I'm going to give you a couple of perspectives here from a couple other people in the sports. Jerry Jones is strongly against players sitting or kneeling. He says, and I quote, "I just feel so strongly," and Jerry Jones is the owner of the Cowboys, if you don't know, America's team, "I just feel so strongly that the act of recognizing the flag is a salute to our country and all of the people that have sacrificed so that we can have the liberties we have. I feel very strongly that everyone should save that moment for the recognition of the flag in a positive way, so I like the way the Cowboys do it. Now, it should be noted no Dallas Cowboys player has knelt or not stood for the national anthem so far. So far. It'll be interesting to see what Jerry Jones would do to that player if that did happen. He has a right to suspend him, fine him, kick him off the team. He has a right to do that. It's his team. It's his business. Now, here's another one, and I want to applaud this player. Anquan Boldin was an outstanding NFL wide receiver who recently retired. He was with the Niners, the Ravens. He's had a tremendous career. He may go in the Hall of Fame, maybe, over 14,000 yards receiving. But after 14 seasons and more than 200 games, the veteran wide receiver now feels a higher calling, and that's why he retired and left the Buffalo Bills on Sunday after only 2 weeks with the team, and he plans to retire. Just a few weeks ago, he said he was all in, but something changed. What changed was Charlottesville. Here's what Anquan Boldin said in a statement to ESPN.com. Football has afforded me a platform throughout my career to have a greater impact on my humanitarian work. And at this time, I feel drawn to make the larger fight for human rights a priority. My life's purpose is bigger than football. He says, and I quote, number one, you want to hear that they hear you, he said. You want to make sure they understand the things that we, as an African-American community, are going through. I don't feel our community feels that way right now, especially when it comes to various things. He said this on to ESPN in last year before a trip to Capitol Hill. He also made his opinion about law enforcement. He thought that there was some things being done wrong in the way they were being policed, so forth and so on. I won't read everything that he said, but I will give him credit. Anquan Boldin, as far as I know, didn't take a knee during the national anthem. Maybe he did. I don't think he did. But here's a guy that says, listen, I could keep playing. I could keep collecting my paycheck. But, you know, obviously he's in a position where he's made enough money where he can retire now. And he says, I'm giving up this money for the Bills. I can take the paycheck and play another year. I've got a higher calling, and I want to make a difference when it comes to this social injustice cause that a lot of NFL players say they feel strongly about, and they kneel during the anthem or they sit down during the anthem. But it goes back to what Dusty said. Are you doing something about it? Are you just doing it for show, like Isaac said, for SportsCenter? Are you actually trying to make a difference? You know, that's the thing that a lot of people said to Colin Kaepernick. Okay, you've done this, Colin. Now, what are you doing to try to make it better? He did donate some money. He did do that. But whether or not he's out and about speaking everywhere and going to schools and doing this and going to law enforcement, I have no idea what he's doing. And maybe he is doing a lot of stuff. But all these players, when they say all this, sometimes it's just a show. It makes them feel better that they protested it. Whereas Anquan Boldin is actually, you know, walking the walk, saying, I'm done with football. I'm retiring before I need to. I'm walking away from millions of dollars to go make a difference. And to me, that is a message I hear loud and clear, instead of if Anquan Boldin sat down like Marshawn Lynch during the national anthem and then doesn't say much about it. I missed his message because I'm ticked at Marshawn Lynch for not respecting the flag and standing up for it. So to me, Anquan Boldin gets it. He's doing it in the right way. The problem is, and this is a problem, and Isaac is absolutely right, I think somebody else put that out there, is that where are all the national cameras around Anquan Boldin?
Yeah.
It isn't as big a deal. But when there's 12 Cleveland Browns that are praying and kneeling and missing the anthem, it's a national story. So the media is to be blamed for some of this. There's no question about it. There is an agenda from certain organizations. I don't think every single media person is out to get somebody or be on this side or that side. But there are some that are. But I will come back to this with the National Football League. And that is, Roger Goodell is Mr. All-Powerful, right? He can suspend Ezekiel Elliott for personal conduct policy for 6 weeks, even though he hasn't been charged with a crime or it's been dropped, okay? He can suspend Ben Roethlisberger for games. He can do this to all these players. Ray Rice can be blackballed out of the league. And he really has probably been blackballed out of the league more than Colin Kaepernick has. But the retired Marine Colonel Jeffrey Powers makes good points, and that is somebody writes something on their shoes, you fine them or you suspend them. You give a 15-yard penalty for taunting. If you twerk in the end zone or do the wrong celebration that's not appropriate by NFL standards, you're fined or possibly penalized. You try to dunk the football across the goalpost, you get a penalty. But yet, when players do this, And many people feel very strongly about the disrespect of the flag and disrespecting the people who have served our country and feel it's a slap in the face to the country we live in. Raj Goodell doesn't do anything. Okay? And I'm going to say this. Roger Goodell could do something very quickly on this. Very easily he could do something. And I'm not saying whether it's the wrong or right answer. It's all based on your opinion. But here's my thing. If you don't want to stand for the national anthem, that's fine with me. If you don't want to stand for the national anthem, I'm cool with that. Well, then I propose that Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the National Football League, tell those guys, because they do the anthem right before kickoff. A lot of the times the players, what happens is they come out for pregame warm-ups, then they go back in about 5-10 minutes till, then they'll come back out. Just don't come back out till the anthem's over. Simple as that. If you don't want to stand for the anthem, which is the NFL's policy, is they play the anthem. The NFL could eliminate the anthem. Some people have said eliminate the anthem. Why is the anthem done at all these sporting events? Why is it necessary? It probably isn't necessary, to be honest. It doesn't have to be done. It's something that sports has done for years. They continue to do it. Maybe they shouldn't anymore. I think they should. I have no problem with it. But some people think, hey, maybe you should get rid of it. Roger Goodell, it's his league. He's the commissioner. Billion-dollar industry. The owners are in favor of America, of course, as well. And they're okay with the national anthem. Nobody's protesting from the owner's perspective. And I know they got a whole bunch of money, and they're spoiled brats, too, sometimes. But here's the thing. Those are the guys that own the teams. And the commissioner runs this league, whether you like it or not. It's a business. So if they can create rules to make Ezekiel Elliott sit for 6 weeks, even though he wasn't charged or going to jail for a crime, if they can keep Ray Rice out of the National Football League after hitting a woman, if they can, that was caught on video, if they can penalize guys, suspend guys for wearing different colored shoes that don't fit the uniform code, then they sure as heck could take the bull by the horns and say, listen, we're okay with your right to voice your opinion. Mm-hmm. Do it in a press conference after. Do it before. Okay, fine. But when we have all the cameras on us, this is our business. You will either stand, and this is what Jerry Jones has said, you're either going to stand for the national anthem or you aren't going to be out there during the national anthem. The commissioner could easily do that. Honestly, I would imagine every owner individually could do that. They could tell their team, listen, sure, this is my rule, my policy. I'm Jerry Jones. I sign your paycheck, mm-hmm, and I'm not going to stand up for that. You need to stand for the national anthem. This is a rule I have. I feel very strongly about it. And if you don't like it, you can go bye-bye, or I can cut you, I can trade you, or I can suspend you, I can fine you, or better yet, you know what? I respect your opinion. Not everybody agrees with me, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, but at least this is what I want you to do. You stay in the locker room, you kneel in prayer, you do whatever you want to do during the national anthem, but you do it not in front of the cameras. You do it in the locker room. If you want to talk about it after a game, I'm cool with that. If you want to have an interview on a sports talk radio station to talk about the dilemma of social injustice, I'm all for that. I'm against social injustice. But this is my team. This is my business. And I will be darned if you're going to go out there and make a distraction of this team and also make a big deal about yourself for standing up for social injustice by disgracing and disrespecting the people that have served this country. That, I think, would be the stance Jerry Jones would have, and I think other owners should have, or maybe they could have, and the commissioner as well. That's where you can nip this in the bud. Now, will there be repercussions? Yes, there will be people saying, well, those folks and owners and the commissioner are racist because they won't allow free speech. Well, where's the horrible uproar about not allowing celebrations on the field? That's a freedom of expression.
It is
contradictory, and it is hypocritical. And I think it's very simple. Roger Goodell has the guts and the kahunas to suspend employees of his organization and business, the National Football League, for policies that he creates. But he cannot, and I guarantee you the players' union, well, I don't know about the players' union, but he would have tremendous support by probably a majority of Americans, well, I would think, if he simply said, listen, we're not against you expressing yourself, but our rule is you do not do that during the national anthem. You stand for it, but if you don't, you stay in the locker room, and as soon as the anthem's over, you come out and you play ball. That would be a good way to handle it, don't you think? Yes, he'll catch blowback. He's catching blowback now.
Yeah.
Either way, he's going to catch blowback.
Right, that's part of the job, no matter what the issue is.
And he hasn't been afraid to make tough decisions before, but this one I don't think he wants to touch.
No.
Neither do the owners.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, I don't think. I think that, and maybe part of what I'm saying is that people should stand up for what they're talking about and sure. The press conferences is maybe the other side of this where they don't feel like they actually have that freedom of speech mm-hmm. because of what you were just talking about. If mm-hmm. they say it in a press conference instead of standing up or kneeling down during a national anthem, if they actually say these words, mm-hmm. then maybe their employer, their owner's not going to like what they say. And maybe that's holding them back. But at the same time, I'm sitting here like, you know, if you're doing this on the field, your owner's probably not pleased with you anyway.
Exactly.
And so go all in. If you're all in, go all in.
Which Colin Kaepernick was.
Yes, he was.
You got to give him that credit.
And there's been other guys, that, and I don't know all the people that have done it, but there's been other guys that have been all in and talked about it in their press conferences. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the guys, my example always is Marshawn Lynch, and I don't believe anything that guy does is actually for his for the cause. It's for him.
Right.
It's for, I'm just here so I don't get fined. I mean, he's bringing attention on himself. It's whole, the last probably 5-6 years of his career here.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't believe anything he's doing. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's what it is. And now if you keep him in the locker room, then you're going to start doing a count of how many people, is there 53 guys suited up out there that are out there for the national anthem? Then you're going to try to find out. It takes a lot longer to find out who's not out there than it does to see who's kneeling.
Exactly.
So,
and you can always say, I had an injury, I was getting taped, I was a little bit late out there. You can use some excuses to hide that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go ahead and summary. I think we all agree that probably the gist of this whole thing for us is that you have a right to express it. We might not agree with it. We all don't agree with how it's being done, but that's the right of that person, individual or player. It's being allowed by their league. The league is not suspending them or telling them they can't do it. Either the owners or the commissioner. So we can't tell them how to run their lives. That's what they choose to do. But I think we all agree that it is counterproductive in the form that they're taking to try to make that message. And that message is being missed in everybody's foot because it was missed even here. People don't even want to take the time sometimes or even read the article about why they're not standing for the anthem, because people immediately go, you already turned me off with the fact you didn't stand for it. Mm-hmm. And that's very counterproductive in what they're trying to accomplish.
I agree. Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem with the league changing something in their conduct policy, like you said, that says this is just not something that we're going to do.
Yeah.
Because it's counterproductive. It creates division rather than creating unity. And it's no different. And don't sit here and tell me about all your rights are being taken away, this, that, and the other thing. There are things, these people are at work mm-hmm, when this happens.
Yes.
When I come into work here every day, there are certain views, there are certain things, there are certain stances that I simply can't take on things or express because I'm not here.
A lot of things that I'd like to say on this station.
I do
that
represent myself, but when I'm behind this microphone and we're sitting in this room, we represent KD Country 94. We represent
96.3. Yep.
We represent Durkin Communications. And there's certain things that within those confines that we just shouldn't do, number one, or aren't allowed to do.
Right.
Now, when I leave this place, I'm free to express myself mm-hmm. and say a lot of things that maybe I couldn't say on the air to anybody mm-hmm. that cares to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, and being a professional athlete, these guys have a platform to be able to do that anytime they want to.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to find a mic, they can find a
mic. Somebody
will
give it to them.
If they want to get in front of a television camera and stand on their stump and do their thing, they would have no problem finding somebody that's willing to flip on the camera and mm-hmm. give them that time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a time and place, time and place, time and place.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, no matter what side of this argument that you fall on, being that what it is and is counterproductive, I think everybody, to a certain extent, if you could really just lay it out there and break it down to its simplest form, I think most people would agree that, yes, it's counterproductive. Forget the argument about it's their right to do so.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily their right to do so because they're at work.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the job. And there's certain, you're at the mercy of the conduct that your company requires you to uphold. That doesn't have anything to do with the Constitution
mm-hmm.
or your First Amendment rights or anything else like that. So,
hey, you know you can voice your opinion even though you're employed, but you got to be prepared for the consequences that you might get.
Well, I have
the right to do that, but you have to understand the consequences that come with that. And right now there are no consequences for the players from their owners or from the commissioner, but there are consequences for what they're doing from the American people.
Yes. I have the right to say a lot of different words that want to come out of my mouth when I'm not on the air, but the FCC says I don't have the right to say a lot of things that I'd like to say sometimes on the air. You know,
so that's not freedom of speech.
Exactly.
It's just like the legislator from Missouri that tweeted that they should assassinate Trump.
Yeah.
You know, she had every right in the world to say that, but she shouldn't believe that she should somehow be immune to the consequences because she had a right to say that.
Yes, exactly.
You know, that's the same thing applies here.
Yes, absolutely. Well said, guys. Jay sent me this text. What is your stance on the level of disrespect by crowds at Atlanta and KC games who yell team allegiances during the anthem and maybe other towns as well? I'll touch this very briefly because we covered this last year when this whole thing came up, and I even brought that up that it's kind of hypocritical. And that is, if you are a person out there, if you're listening, and I'm not trying to be mean to you, but if you're out there and you're all adamant that players, how disrespectful this is, that they're not standing for the national anthem, but you're screaming home of the Chiefs at the end of the anthem.
Yeah.
That's also disrespectful. Now, that's my opinion. Now, I don't know how you draw the line. Well, you know, by changing the words of the anthem, I'm not being disrespectful. But those guys not standing, now, that's disrespectful. Well, you got a really interesting line.
That's a hypocrite.
It's a hypocrite to me. To me, but some people will rationalize it. Well, I'm cheering for my team. That's different.
I still have my hand over my heart.
I still have my hand over my heart.
And
my
I have the whole thing. The only thing that changes is the last
word.
I change
one word. No, it is disrespectful.
I don't see any difference.
I don't either.
No, I don't either.
I don't either. I agree with you, but some people can rationalize anything. So to answer Jay's question, I do think it's disrespectful, and there's no major uproar about that.
No, there's not.
And there should be, quite honestly.